good afternoon, everybody. This is Stormy Mitchell along with Garth Bolden. We are back at MTSU on the campus. We're on the glass house where we got about 10,000 strong right here in the Murphy Center as we get to watch the number one team in the state, the Memphis East Mustangs, take on the number 16 ranked Brentwood Bruins. Garth, we had an exciting ball game where the Bruins took care of business yesterday, knocking off the Oakland Patriots 50-47 in overtime. Your expectations today as the East Mustangs stroll into the building?
Well, once again today, the opportunity lies for David and Goliath Brentwood being David. So let's see if their game plan can be executed as well as it was yesterday. But I'm going to say the task today is going to be much larger in the terms of a 7'1", number one recruit in the nation, James Wiseman, who is a senior. And yes, I did say he is 7'1", and he can play. You don't become the number one recruit in the nation by not being able to play.
Yes, the kid is a phenom. He has been recruited by every big school in the nation.
He is a major. He was major D1 prospect, and he's decided to stay at home and go play for Penny Hardaway at Memphis.
If things continue to progress for our listeners, for this young man, in no more than 3 years, he will sign a professional contract probably for the tune of what, $20-25 million.
He'll be one and done. I mean, he's clearly that good. He's already polished enough. He could go ahead and play in the NBA right now if he wanted to. And I'm sure, I'm sure this summer he'll be playing in probably the NBA Summer League with some of the NBA players. I mean, he's the real deal. I mean, he can shoot it outside. He had 7 dunks yesterday in the game. He's left-handed, so that presents problems within itself.
Right.
Because it's a predominantly right-handed league, but he just knocked down 2 threes back to back off the dribble out here warming up. So he can do pretty much anything he wants to. Now he'll be a one and done.
So Penny Hardaway will have him for 1 year, and they'll say hasta vista, baby.
That's right. I mean, he's got millions of dollars already sitting there waiting on him, and a shoe contract. Just look at Zion Williamson for Duke. He was the number one recruit, came out as the number one recruit. He's one and done. No matter what shoe company he wants to sign with.
And then there's the rest of us.
There's the rest of us, and you're exactly right. In your case, you don't even come up to Wiseman's waist.
Oh, I don't. I mean, seriously, if he struck his arm straight out, I wouldn't reach his elbow. I mean, if he struck it straight, it's just amazing how tall this kid is. And he's agile, he's mobile, and this kid can shoot the lights out of it. So God gives certain people certain gifts, and his are obviously on display right here at the Glass House from the Murphy Center. Well, yesterday, exciting ball game. Let's talk about our Brentwood Bruins. They come to this ball game. Comment on Coach Shirley's job in preparation for Oakland. They take on a really good team yesterday, a physically dominating team in Oakland, yet Brentwood was able to withstand, overcome the charge.
Well, they stayed the course. The game plan was slow the ball game down, sit back in a 2-3, don't let Oakland penetrate and create off the penetration. They did an excellent job of that. The goal in every game when you're playing a team that's better than you, try to get it into the fourth quarter, and anything can happen in the fourth quarter, and that's exactly what Brentwood did. I mean, Coach Shirley, his game plan was masterful. It's going to be interesting to see what he draws up against this team. The Memphis East team, they've got a lot of weapons as well. So, I don't know if you can sit back in a 2-3 zone. You're going to have to probably really design some kind of defense to slow Wiseman down, maybe sandwich him, play with front him, and then have one in the back, and then force somebody else to beat you outside. I don't know what he's going to do. I've never had a chance to see Wiseman play. I'm going to be a little starstruck, I'm sure. I think
that's good. We're all struck, starstruck, whatever.
Well, it just brings back a lot of memories of watching EYBL games, AAU tournaments, the EYBL being the Nike League, and seeing kids like Wiseman. These kids, they beat to a different drum. I mean, they live and they die basketball, and that's their ticket, and they're very, very good.
Well, we're going to have a good broadcast for you here tonight. Ross Bolden's on the call. We've got We've got our spotter Jill right with us tonight. She's going to help us out. I think she's going to stay as long as the candy bars last. I'm not sure how long that'll be. There's a couple Reese's left. Are those mine or yours? Well, I'm in trouble now. But Garth, we got 5 minutes and 17 seconds.
Could we stick to the game at hand and not candy?
Yeah, I thought we'd have some fun here for a minute, trying to deviate from the. I'm just worried about Brentwood today. I mean, look what they're up.
Mitchell's trying to pay attention and scout the players right now, and you're worried about candy.
Well, I mean, you know, you've been known to sneak in my briefcase and eat them all.
No, normally you slide them down to me, but because Miss Jill's sitting between us, she has gotten the candy this time.
Mm-hmm. Now we both made her mad. 4 minutes and 40.
I speak the truth.
4 minutes and 40.
She just took the candy.
4 minutes and 49 seconds before tip-off. Daryl, let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick two-minute break. Take 2 minutes. We'll be back on the other side of the starting lineups here on AM 950. 2 minutes, Daryl. Appreciate you being there, buddy.
This aquarium is awesome, Imogene. Here, lean in and let's pose for a selfie by the shark tank.
I don't like the look of those sharks, Cooter. They're staring at us like we're lunch.
Never mind them, Imogene. Here, lean in closer. You won't be in the picture.
Careful. Cooter, don't put all your weight on the glass.
Say cheese, Imogene!
Look out, Cooter!
For emergency glass service, Lewis Glass, 106 Century Court, 615-790-1977.
When you need auto repair, you want a shop that offers reliable and affordable services. Pewitt Brothers Tune and Tire Service is here to help. Their services include brakes, electrical, computer diagnostics, timing belts, tune-ups, transmission repairs, oil changes, tire service, and more. They service both foreign and domestic cars. The ASE-certified techs at Pewitt Brothers will get the job done right the first time. Pewitt Brothers Tune and Tire Service, 112 Alpha Drive.
Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee, Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99 at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of a side item. Throw in a half gallon of tea or lemonade at Stroud's Barbecue. Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99. 615-595-0200. Open 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
Good afternoon again. We met along with Garth Bolden. We are in the Glass House here at Murphy Center. We're excited to bring you the Final Four action between Brentwood and Memphis East. Garth, at one time, Memphis East was ranked number one, not only in the state, but in the nation.
I can see that. I mean, you know, Memphis is a hotbed for talent and gets a lot of recognition across the country, a lot of respect for basketball and, you know, throughout the country for Memphis. And, you know, as I said earlier, in the AAU world, there's a lot of dominant players that come out of Memphis. So I could see that. Yeah.
Okay. Jill asked a good question. And she was going over the rosters earlier. How did East lose 8 ball games?
More than likely, they played in tournaments. I mean, they didn't just restrict themselves to district play. They played across country, played a lot of prep schools.
Right.
So, you know, they didn't just stick themselves to TSSAA schools.
They only lost two to TSSAA schools.
Well, they lost one to Whitehaven.
Right.
I'm not sure who the other loss was.
I thought they lost two to Whitehaven.
I know they lost. I think they split with Whitehaven. I'm not sure. But, Whitehaven was the runners-up, and Memphis East were the champions. But, you know, teams like this right here, they get sought out, you know, across the country of your top-notch teams wanting to play. They get to go to these Christmas tournaments and these, you know, like Bridgestone Arena, have these big games.
Invitational tournament.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, to be the best, you got to beat the best. And today the Brentwood Bruins have got that opportunity. They're going to introduce some of the players right now, not starting lineups, but some of the players. The Bruins tonight are coming out in white tonight, all white uniforms, royal blue numerals and gold trim. East, I think, is going to be in their traditional black uniforms with burgundy trim, kind of a garnet. And we're waiting on the introduction for the Brentwood Bruins here. And big crowd here tonight at the Glass House. Not quite capacity, but not far from it. Looks like there might be 2,500 people here from Brentwood. Okay, starting out for Memphis East, the first kid out of the line is Antonio Thomas, number one, 6'1", senior guard. Also for Bruins, John Winley, number 10. for the East Mustangs. Second one out of the chute will be Nautical Hardwell. He's 6'1". He's also a senior. 6'1 senior Hardwell. Also number 12 coming out for the Brentwood Bruins. That's Preston Moore. Hit those two game-winning free throws yesterday. Big effort out of him. Also for the East Mustangs is number 4, Isaiah Caffey. He's 6'1". He's just a junior. And also here come for the Brentwood Bruins, emotional leader, Harry Lackey, number 22, 6'6". Also for East, number 23 comes out of the chute. That'll be number 23, Tylen Haywood. He's 6'5", and he's just a junior and a good-looking kid there. Also, Cole Massey, 24 for the Brentwood Bruins. And last but not least, for East, coming out, the 7-foot James Wiseman, 7'1", and he is a senior, the number one recruit in the nation. And for the last but not least, for Brentwood Bruins, number 34, Ben Mills, 34. The Bruins coached by Coach Greg Shirley, and the head coach for the East Mustangs is Javonte Holmes. Their former coach was well-known Penny Hardaway, now at the University of Memphis. Garth, I grew up literally 2 miles from East High School. It's kind of homecoming, and the Bruins tonight have got to play loose, hard, have fun, and enjoy the moment.
Yeah, that dude's big. I mean, he's big.
6 inches taller than Harry Lackey. Harry Lackey's a big boy at 6'6". And, I mean, he is a good.
Harry Lackey comes up to his chin.
Yes. Almost.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yes, it is. And Lackey actually got tipped, but it's pulled down by the Mustangs. They are going from left to right on your radio dial in all black tonight with garnet red, white trim. And as we said, Brentwood comes out of 2-3 zone also in white tonight. Wiseman shot, no good. Rebound. Pull out of the air. Guess who? John Windley. Pulls it out. Here comes Lackey across the timeline. We're first quarter action here at the Glass House. Final four action. Lackey on the drive down the left wing. Kicks it to Cole Massey. He's guarded strong out front by the Caffey, number 4, Caffey. Windley back down to the left wing, got it out to Lackey, drives right, double team to Moore, kicks it out smartly to the right wing. Moore puts it on the floor, picks it back up as Windley. Boy, East is playing some tenacious defense, Garth.
They're all over the ball.
I mean, they're not giving Brentwood room to breathe. Back to Moore at the timeline. He is picked up by number 1, and boy, that's Antonio Thomas. Ben Mills goes up, and he called for walking. Yeah, he did. Good call by the official. Mills tried to get his feet set, but he couldn't get it. Lost balance. Turnover goes back to East. 6 minutes, 45 seconds go. First quarter action here for WAKM. Hope y'all listen around the world on radio.net. Inside the paint. Spin move. No good. Rebound. And East is 0 for 2. Winley's got 2 for 2 on the rebounds. Here come the Bruins. Off the timeline. And the Bruins are having a hard time getting the dribble down because East.
Well, they don't need to be dribbling a lot, Stormy, against this team.
I agree. They're going to pick their pocket. Lackey pulls up his dribble at the 3-point line smartly, kicks it out to Cole Massey. Preston Moore keeps the ball away, hiding it back. Thomas has got him, guarded him. Thomas is a good looking athlete, Garth. Well, he looks like he could be a sprinter on the U.S. Olympic team. Here comes Lackey, soft floater, left wing, short, no good. Rebound, Mustangs, here they come, on a break, got numbers, soft floater, back rim, they're 0 for 3. Wiseman
over the back.
That's right, number 32, Mr. James Wiseman got his first foul at the 5-5-5 mark.
That was an excellent blockout.
Harry Lackey in excellent position, boxing him out. Bruin ball, they're taking out huge section here from Brentwood today on a Friday afternoon. Our cheering section to our right, there must be close to 2,500. Here comes Moore across the timeline. Down the right wing to John Windley. His grandparents in Indiana listening. Preston Moore at top of the key goes up. Moore gets it to Mills. Soft floater. No good. We're still scoreless at the 5:30 mark. Both teams playing excellent defense. Here come the Mustangs. After the rebound, they get it down the left wing. Kick it out front to Thomas. He drives in. Almost stolen. Martley backs it out. Kicks it back out again to Thomas. He backs it out smartly. And they're reloading. Brentwood crowd showing their approval on the defense on the Bruins. Gets it down the left wing. Inside goes up, and he should be called for walking.
Called a foul. Called a reach-in on somebody. I'm not sure who.
He was an official's facing away from us, and as usual, we can't read his signals away from us.
10 on John Windley.
Was that 10? That's his first. Ball's inbounds inside.
Stop the penetration.
To Haywood. Haywood goes in, and basket is good. They're going to make a quick sub here for Brentwood. McPherson's coming in. Garth, you said their family was listening big time yesterday.
McPherson family, yeah, the Parts in McMinnville. I know James is listening in Hawaii. Trying to get who that foul was on. Did you see who that foul was on?
I did not.
The 21st on Cole Massey.
To the line. Missed shot, rebound, Harry Lackey. On the miss was Haywood, Kylan Haywood. He did rim down. Only 2-0 is our score. Low scoring affair. Both teams a little tight today at the 450 mark. Lackey spins, soft floater.
Oh, my.
It's good. Over Wiseman. Over Wiseman. He says, hey, I can shoot this baseline jumper. Beautiful turnaround 10-footer. Here come the Mustangs. We're tied at 2 at the 430 mark. Whistle blows, and let's see what the official says. Same official likes to blow his whistle. That's on John Winley. That's 2 on Winley at the 437 mark, first quarter. Need him in the ball game. It's Thomas on drive, stolen by Lackey. They saw the LEU coming to Wiseman. He didn't buy it. Winley to Massey. 3 on the way. Bottom. Oh, my bad. Had front rim. Quickly across the timeline. Here comes the Stangs. Thomas to Wiseman for 3. NBA 3. Can't get it. Cole Massey. Clears the glass. Here come the Bruins. Only down 2 at the 4-minute mark. McPherson in. He's picked up by Wiseman. That's intimidating. 7-1 on 6-1. We don't like that matchup anytime. Preston Moore backs it out. Thomas backs him out to the timeline. Goes back to the left. Looking inside the Lackey. Lackey's trying to catch his breath. The Bruins are just almost gassed already because the defensive plan has been impenetrable. McPherson drives to his right. Harry Lackey's pointing to the right wing. Now he's gassed for the ball. He's got it. Takes a spin. He goes up. Soft floater. Missed that one. That's all right. I like him taking that shot. That's his doing an aggressive move. Timeout from the East Mustang. Coach Javonte Holmes does not like what he's seeing. It's a 3:22 mark. Our score is tied at 2. It is a 30. We're going to keep it here, Daryl. I'm sorry. Daryl Williams on the board in Studio A. 1333 West Main for WAKM AM 950. Appreciate him pushing the buttons and hitting the dials and keeping us all over here in big smiles. Garth, what are you seeing good out of Brentwood so far?
Patience and protecting the ball. So far, they really, they're handling the pressure of Memphis East well. They cut off the penetration fairly well. They've held Wiseman. So 2-2. Hey, if you're Coach Shirley, you're thrilled right now.
Amen. Shout out to Harry Lackey's grandparents, Bill and Catherine. They were yesterday in Vanderbilt. I don't know if they're still listening at Vanderbilt, but I know they're listening, I think, on radio.net. Also to the Osgood, me, Osgood's family, the Marshers, Osgood, all over Florida and New Hampshire. Ball's inside, kicks on the way. Logan rebound. Look at Ben Mills. Now in his presence with authority. Here come the Bruins down the right wing is Preston Moore. He gets back to the left. Massey's picked up at the timeline. Good pressure. Backdoor cut to Winley. They can't get it to go. Moore. Good. Bruins got the lead. 2:50 mark. It's early, but it's a lead against the number one team in the state and at one time in the nation in high school basketball. The East High Mustangs are from Poplar Avenue, Memphis, Tennessee. 2:35 to go inside. Thomas gets it to low. Wow. What a dish to James Wiseman. He tomahawk jams it over a slew of Bruins as he ties the score at 4.
Can't defend that.
Lord have mercy. Where's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when you need him? Have you ever saw? Man, what a play. Even the Brentwood player kind of looked up and went, oh, wow.
That's one of those
breathtaking moments.
Yeah.
Wait, I saw that. I don't believe he did it. Lackey on the drive, goes up, dishes off to Mills. He's double teamed, kicks it back to Lackey down the right wing for 3. Short. Mills, rebound, go back up. John Winley, front rim. Mills fights Wiseman. He can't come up with it. Here come the Mustangs down the left wing. Quickly as Thomas drives inside, kicks it inside, back out. Shot on the way is good. 23 is good. Haywood for the Mustangs. 6-4 is our score.
Wow.
Sometimes that's the only word you can use. You see it, you believe it. Here comes Moore across the timeline. Down the left wing. Brentwood setting up to the left. Moore drives in, draws a double team. Cross-court pass. Massey on the way. He's off. We got to get him hot. Here comes the Mustangs across the timeline.
Stop
Thomas.
Penetration.
Shot on the way from the corner. Yes, wow. He shot it and knew it was good. Nautica Harvell. 6-1. Drills it from the baseline jumper. All of a sudden, it's 9-4. It was 4-2. The Bruins at one time. Now it's quickly 9-4. Moore gets it inside the baseline drive. Lackey goes up. Double team. Double triple team. Wiseman hits his head on the rim as he almost blocks a shot. Of course, he only had to jump a couple inches to do that. 102 left in the first quarter. Lackey to the line to shoot 2.
How do you sub for a player that big?
You don't.
I mean, your lineup drastically changes when he comes out of the game.
That may be the understatement of the season. Lackey's good. Grandparents are loving it. That's Bill and Catherine. His sister's 18. She played for Coach Lonnie Sigenthaler for the Brentwood Bruins back.
No, that's Stormy, right. I want to tell you, Lackey really impressed me yesterday on the stage. He showed up big.
Yes, he sure did. He came in big time. And our spotter says we've got a player come on for us like he's in the ninth grade for East. And foul's call. I'm afraid that's going to be in Ben Mills. He didn't like the call. Neither did the rest of the Bruins. And the official says it was. Ben Mills, Cole Massey to check back in for him. Very good. Terrence Jacobs about to check back in. Terrence Jacobs, all five, they got him listed at 5'7", and he no more 5'7", and I'm 6 foot.
Told me he's about your height.
Oh, come on, Gar. Free throw is good. Thomas makes them both. 11-5 is our score. Bruins trailing with 51 seconds left.
I bet he can beat you in basketball.
He can beat me in everything but golf.
I mean, you getting playing time as a freshman on this team?
You're good.
You got to be good.
He's quick. Look how quick he is. Look at quickness. Goes in. Burke goes up.
Oh,
block. Wiseman takes it off the glass at the top of the backboard. What a block by Wiseman. Ball's loose. Still picked up by Thomas. Kicks it out front. He settles again in 25 seconds. And he walked. He did. He suffered the feet. Yes, sir. Antonio Thomas did a little, looks like he did a little dance step there on Dancing with the Stars, and he got called for walking. 11-5 is our score. John Winley's in front of us. He does not give a shout out to his grandparents because he's got an East Mustang in his face, and that would have been Thaddeus Jacobs. Down to 14 seconds. Mills out front, looking for Burke, who's down the right wing. We're down to 6 seconds. Burke hit it. 2-2-3.
Gotta go.
5-4-3. Gotta look at the clock.
Get a shot off.
They're not. 2 seconds. Not gonna get a shot off. Man, backdoor cut. They do not get a shot off. And after one, East 11, Brentwood 5. Let's take 1 minute, Daryl. 1 minute here on AM 950.
Hey, everybody. This is Stormy Mitchell, the sports team. And sometimes change is necessary. And recently, I made a change in all my insurance needs by switching over to Farm Bureau. My agent and good friend, Scott Murphy, handled all the details. And in the process, I was able to save even more money on my auto and home insurance. Scott Murphy's Farm Bureau agency is located at 1010 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 126 in the Maple Woods Shopping Center. His local number is 615-794-1104. He's highly decorated with Farm Bureau. He's on the Honor Council, President Award winner, and top 10 agency in the state of Tennessee. For your insurance needs, call my good friend and great supporter of high school sports, Scott Murphy, at 615-794-1104, and be sure to tell them Stormy sent you.
All right, second quarter action. We're at the Glass House, and Brentwood trails 11-5 over the number one ranked team in the state, the East High Mustangs from Memphis. Garth, one word to describe East. Impressive.
Yes, they are, but I'm impressed with Brentwood, how they've handled this first quarter. They've hung in there and got to fight these, it's got to fight. That's all they can do.
Preston Moore on the turnaround jumper. Can't get it to go. A rebound pull out there by Thaddeus Jacobs. Here comes across the timeline. All the Mustangs also on the floor now is Darren Merriweather. He is the son of the former coach who passed away 4 years ago. Ball's on the floor, picked up by McPherson. Nice play by Burke. Oh, and here come the Bruins across the timeline, evading some pressure. Good pass on the
good
middle
pass.
To Burke. Backdoor cut. Baseline cut. John Burke on the basket.
Good look by Cole Massey there, seeing him cut. That was a really good cut. Great pass.
Unselfish look by Cole Massey, who could have lost a three, but said, we can do this. Good ball movement out front by the 5'7" guard for East. That would be Jacob. Shot on the way. Good, beautiful touch. Wow.
Boy, if you step up and pick up that shot at the free throw line, they're just going to dump it over for an alley-oop to Wiseman. So you got to pick your poison there.
Yeah, Kathy made that shot like it was like he's done it his entire life, and he has. Here comes the Bruins trailing 13-7. Preston Moore. He draws a foul. He's going to line for three. That foul is going to be on Tadarius Jacobs. We'll call him Tad. And his coach had a little word of edification.
Had a tad bit of conversation with him over there after that foul.
I was more of a Taz, like a
it was like
the Gettysburg Address. He was addressing him down. Preston Moore nails it, 13-8. That's great. 6:39 to go, second quarter action. Huge crowd here. Boy, the spotlight is on the East High Mustangs. Second one for Moore is good. Garth, how many college scouts are in here or NBA scouts?
College scouts, not many, because most of your major D1 programs are in tournaments right now. They've already seen him. What they need to see.
Maybe an NBA scout.
If you're a junior, they're going to start, they'll have live session in April. So they'll be at the AAU tournaments watching them. So They're pretty much done watching them in high school
okay.
right now.
There you go. Preston Moore makes 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Love that shot. It's blocked from the back, Matthew, but gets it to Wiseman. And what does he do? Tomahawk, Patriot missile jam right down the silo. 15-10. Oh, he's ever so quick. Here come the Bruins, only trailing by 5 at the 6-minute mark. Second period action out there, hanging tough. Coach Shirley's got a great game plan designed for his team today. Preston Moore goes up. Soft floater. Can't get it to go. Here they come. The Mustangs cross timeline. 4-on-2. To Wiseman, and they're going to charge him. They're going to call him with.
They're going to call number 4. I don't think they're going to call it on Wiseman. Yeah, they call it on number 4.
Wow, they got a break on that with Isaiah Caffey on the charging call.
So yesterday in the Brentwood game, that was the first block. They called a block yesterday. That was the first block that they called the entire tournament was in the Brentwood game yesterday. They've called that many charges. They've all been charges.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
They've called 2 so far today, 2 blocks today.
Harry Lackey across the timeline slowly. Brentwood Bruins trying to catch their breath. Antonio Thomas about to check back in for the Mustangs.
Lackey needs to pull that up and shoot that, that jumper.
I thought he was going to pull it up. He was outside the
right outside the
free throw line. He's backed it out. Looking inside, gets a pick from Ben Mills. Goes up left-handed. It's blocked, but guess what? Ben Mills.
Oh, Ben,
Ben
Mills,
you got to dunk that one, son. You got to just.
I don't think Ben Mills can put that back for the dunk, but he's got to be confident. He was scared he was going to get blocked.
Threw up a prayer on that one.
Even though Wiseman was outside of the baseline there.
I mean, you literally got a giant on your back. Here come the Bruins taking it inbounds. Oh, Mills had an easy night. There's never an easy bucket.
This ain't going to happen.
And Garth, for the first time this year, is wrong. Ben Mills puts a spin move on the number one draft pick in the NBA, James Wiseman, for the bucket.
Well, the best part of that is either he was going to make it or he's going to get fouled, so he made it.
Isn't that pretty?
I don't know, though. I might have taken a foul on that. Got Wiseman out of the game.
I do. Here they go again.
Goes.
Holy cow. Alley-oop to Wiseman.
Three dunks.
He thunder dumps it at the 4:45 mark, 17-12. And we're looking for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, maybe a timeout on the floor for the Bruins.
30 seconds.
It's a 30. Let's keep it here. How about that alley-oop pass to Wiseman? That's
Which one?
Well, the last one. Just talk about the last one. The others were just so outstanding. There's no way to defend that.
Wiseman has 6 points, and he has 3 dunks. I mean, the shooting percentage would be pretty dadgum good.
Well, from above the rim. Every shot he's made is coming down from above the rim. Oh, man. Hey, quick, let's get some more shout-outs. As we mentioned, Harry Lackey's grandparents, Bill and Catherine, Amelia Osgood's grandparents, Ken and Margaret Marshner in New Hampshire, John and Judy Osgood down in Lady Lake, Florida. We got the Gans listening, Rich and Jennifer in L.A. We also have got Vera Rutherford. She's listening in Hatton, Alabama. That's Abby, the statistician's mom, and she's listening. And we've got, Miss Darlene Pendergrass. She loves WAKM. Even though she's a Franklin fan, I'm sure she's listening to the Bruins tonight, pulling for the Bruins. So shout out to all our great fans out there worldwide. Also, Dr. Thomas Patrick Hughes. Tommy, it's great to visit you today. And just say go Bruins. Trailing 17-12 at the 4:25 mark. Moore's got it down the right wing. He drives in. He's cut off. He's going to take a spin, and it's blocked. Wiseman's watch it back. Cole Massey takes a 3, and it's errant. Best word to describe it was errant.
He wasn't ready to shoot. He caught it and said, I'm open. I'm going to shoot it.
Why not? Thomas gets it down the wing, kicks it back. Baseline jumper. No good. Rebound. Good position. Harry Lackey cleaning the glass. Here come the Bruins. Preston Moore had gone past the point, and he slipped. Lackey says, my bad, my bad, my bad. Ball goes out of bounds and almost takes out the East Coast Javonte Holmes. He's coming out. Are they coming out of his shoes again? Is that it? Here comes the ball movement. Shot on the way from 3. Wow. Look at the rebounds on the floor. No. You were all walking. Yes, sir. He was begging for a timeout. Thomas was trying. Antonio Thomas, he gets the Academy Award for getting the rebound, hitting the ground, calling a timeout. The official says, nope.
Uh-oh.
And they just gave a warning on the coach for East, a bench warning. He goes, what'd I do? Official said, you stepped out of the box, young man. Oh, he's going to upset the wrong official. We've seen that official throw some tees this year, haven't we, Garth?
Well, you know, you're on this stage. You better be careful what you say, period.
That's right. Here comes Lackey across the timeline. Drives in, goes up left-handed.
Oh, what a
off the glass. The bank is open on Friday afternoon. 14 for the Bruins, 17 for the Mustangs at the 3:20 mark. Love him kissing off the glass softly like that. A good ball movement. Thomas goes in. Oh, when he draws a foul. Is that on Winley? That's
gonna 3 on Winley.
Man, he's going, oh, man. Who do you sub? Here comes Cole Massey back in for him. Ah, look of dejection on young John Winley there. to the line, Antonio Thomas, and he misses the first one.
Well, if that wasn't his third foul, I'd say that was a good foul.
Yeah, I agree. Thomas looks like an Olympic sprinter out there. I mean, great. Caesars goes. He's 6'1", 6'2", and about 195 pounds.
He's going to be a point guard at the next level, I'll tell you that right
yes,
now.
Yes, sir. He played. He could start for the Grizz tomorrow night, I guarantee it. Here comes McPherson across the timeline to 3:05 mark. 18-14 is our score. The Bruins hanging tough, playing good ball. They got it spread out now, Garth. They almost four-cornered it. Moore, jumper, yes! From the free throw line, 5'9". Preston Moore looks like 6'9", nailing the jumper within two. 18-16, the crowd to our right is getting loud. The Bruins crowd is here. Bruin Nation's big number here. Into Wiseman.
Oh,
and Ben Mills says,
good defense.
Said, no, sir, Reed, you're not going to get that ball. Ben Mills, Mr. Hustle, said, I don't think so, not in my house. And the Bruins get the turnover with a chance to tie it or possibly go ahead. Full court press being employed by the Mustangs. Picked up was Jacob. Tad Jacob picks up Moore. Down the right wing, inside, Delackey goes up, fakes right, Ben, kick it up, kick it out. Smart, you're Wiseman on your heels.
Well, look at this mismatch.
I know.
Thomas on Ben Mills.
Oh, I know. Don't you love that? Lackey's way out front to 2:10 mark. Got a chance to tie with a basketball.
Got to go with the count.
Lackey goes in, goes up, left-handed, he draws a foul. And
good
blocking.
Job.
Yes, sir. Please be on Wiseman. Please be on Wiseman. And it is. Nope, it's on number four. They're going to foul poor Isaiah Cathy out. That's his second. That's five fouls on the Mustangs. To the line is Lackey with a chance to tie the ball game. The two-minute mark, 2:04. As we collectively exhale as we're holding our breath between shots. High in the bucket. Man, made it look like shooting fish in a barrel that time. We're tied at 18. Mark it down. We're tied at 18 before halftime. D up, D up, D up is what the Brentwood Bruins are saying. Wiseman takes a three from NBA range. Missed it. And guess what? A little impatience there. Rebound, Bruins. Cole Massey rips it out. Here comes Lackey. Going to take it coast to coast. Massey for three, bottom. Yes, sir! Yes, sir! Guess who's behind the East? Number one Mustang, trailing 21-18 at the 130 mark. And I called bottom before he left his hands. That ball looked good from the time he caught it.
They're staying inside the three. Coach Shirley's telling them, get back. Get back inside to cut the paint off.
I agree. They're going to make them go inside, force it into Wiseman. They get into him, he's in spin, he goes up. Oh, man. How do you stop that?
Well, I tell you what happened.
Man,
they needed some buckets, and they put him down at the low post. He's just playing outside, and they get behind, and they move him to the low post.
That's smart. Lackey on the drive, kicks it back to Mills. Jumper,
short.
It's blocked. They're going to call a foul on.
On Preston Moore.
Whoa, maybe pushing off. That official, you know, have you noticed he's the only one to call a foul tonight?
On Harry Lackey.
Think about it. That's the only official. The others have called walking, charging. He's the only official to call a foul.
Not sure who they called that on there.
I'm not
either. There it is. It's Harry Lackey.
It was 20-18 is our score. 21-20, my bad, section. Kicking it back out in the corners. Mustangs, a good ball movement out front. We're down to 44 seconds. They're trying to set up a screen, and they call
nice hold.
Preston Moore on the hold. Probably not a bad foul.
It's going to 1-1.
To the line. Wow. This is Antonio Thomas. 21-20 is our score. Brentwood's up with 38 seconds. Thomas to the line. He's 6'1 senior. What a specimen. High in the bucket. He is 2-for-3 from the free throw line tonight with 38 seconds to go. We're tied at 21. High in the bucket again for the second one. Rattles it in. Bruins got a chance to take the lead. Garth, 38 seconds. They're going to hold it for one shot unless they get a quick backdoor cut. Back across the timeline, we're under 30. Drives to his left. Had more up on the back door. They didn't take it. We're at 20 seconds. East 22. Brentwood 21. And a nail biter here at the glass house. McPherson had it, got cut off. 5 seconds. Wow. That was a good call. Let's give it to him. That was a good call. 5 second call on McPherson. And he's got to be more aware of the time. 12 seconds. He's got a chance to put some more distance between them. Wiseman asking for the ball. He's in the paint. We're down to 4 seconds. Wiseman has it. It's a free throw shot. No good. Rebound. Fall forward. Ball goes up in the air.
Made it.
And it's good. Wow. Number 5 on the rebound. Thaddeus Jacob on the last second. Prayer. East goes up 24-21. Standing ovation for the Bruins. They're hanging tight with the best team in the state. 24-21. Garth got some totals.
Yes, sir. For Memphis East, led at the half by James Wiseman with 8 points, Antonio Thomas with 5, Nautica Harwell with 3, Darren Merriweather with 2, Thaddeus Jacobs with 2, Kylan Haywood with 4. For the Brentwood Bruins, led at the half by Preston Moore and Harry Lackey, both with 7. John Franklin Birch with two, Cole Massey with three, and Ben Mills with two. 24-21, Memphis East.
I told you 30 minutes ago Brent would be down 3 points at the half. You'd have said, glory, glory, hallelujah, let's don't play the first half. Let's just tee it up and play the second half, correct?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, take it all day long. I would take that all day long.
Nothing but net. Okay, Darrell Williams, we are waiting for them to start the clock. We need to go ahead and take a break, if you don't mind. Let's go ahead, and they still haven't touched the clock. We're waiting on that. Let's go ahead and take 8 minutes. They'll be decisive. They won't be. I will. Be 8 minutes here on AM 950. We'll be back for second half action in 8 minutes.
Grant would actually have more shots.
They did. Good afternoon, everybody. Again, it's Stormy Mitchell on Goss Bolden. We are back at the Glass House, third day of action here at the Murphy Center. Goss, it's kind of a pleasure. Had one ball game on Wednesday, didn't turn out like we anticipated, but the Rebels took it on the chin 76-46. But the Bruins won big time yesterday 50-47 over the Oakland Patriots. And right now, they only trail the number one team in the state and probably the top five team in the nation, the Eastside Mustangs, 24-21. Coach Shirley's done a masterful job coaching up his Bruins.
You know, Stormy, one thing my son Case, who's here watching, reminded me, or actually I didn't know, they got a 6'10 kid over there in a tracksuit that played all season two, and he's not in right now.
Yeah, Dandridge, Malcolm Dandridge. Yeah, he's a senior. Ball's on the floor, loose, kicks out. Bruins say it's our ball, and the officials say, yes, it is. Bruins got a chance to tie it up here early in third quarter action. Darrell Williams on the board for us at Studio A, 1333 West Main. Appreciate him helping us out this afternoon. This is a little extra coverage for the WAKM sports team. We get a win, we'll be on the air tomorrow. Well, we'll discuss that after the second half action. Bruins done a great job hanging in tough with the Eastside Mustangs. East is really, fouls coming right in front of us. Wow, Antonio Thomas put a licking on Preston Moore. Preston Moore's keep on ticking. That's good. Taking it out right in front of us. And look at the wingspan on this Thomas kid in front of us. My word. I mean, wow. Black, he gets the ball inbound.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's quick.
Gosh, he's fighting. That kid, I mean, this kid's explosive. And guess what? East is pressuring all the way up to midcourt. They're trying to trap out.
They pick their defense up, that's for sure.
Winley gets the Mills. He hesitates. He goes up, saw floater. He had a shot, didn't make it. Winley gets the rebound, kicks it back out. Smartly, John Winley brings it back out. The Bruins reload. And East is absolutely penetrating. They're defense is out to the midcourt line.
Mills
gets a rebound, and a foul's called on the Mustangs, and they're shaking their heads like, wait, what? Kylan Haywood on the foul. Ben Mills absolutely looked like Spider-Man flying through the air to grab that rebound. Bruins get the ball into Mills, to Winley out front to Moore. 6:56 mark. Shots on the way.
We're tied. 24 all, 6:50 to go. Coach Shirley says, yes, sir, Reed.
Keep shooting that ball. Is that Cole Massey?
Cole Massey.
Love getting him hot this time of
the
year.
When that ball leaves his hands, Gateway Tire Player of the Week right there knocked that down.
No doubt about it. That ball, when it left his hands, here come the Mustangs, not used to being tied in the third quarter. And Brentwood has stepped back in that 2-3 zone. They're putting two men front and back on James Wiseman. Shot from the wings, no good. Guess what? Cole Massey rips it out of there. Preston Moore's got 1-on-4. He better back it up. 1-on-4 is not good. Ben Mills goes up. Wiseman fouls him. That's two on the Giant. And Goliath has got two fouls on him. Ben Mills to the line. Just in his shorts, his shoes, and everything, he's ready to shoot some free throws. That young man accepting the challenge.
High in the bucket,
pulling the trigger, and hitting the mark. 25-24 is our score. The Bruins up for the second time today, 6:09 mark. Third quarter action, third time. My statistician corrected me, third time. And I'm not going to argue with her, I can assure you. 6:08 to go, 26-24.
Maybe you should argue with her. That'd make things a lot more interesting.
No, I wouldn't. Shots on the way, no good. Rebound goes back up strong for the Eagles. Direction, the Mustang shot.
Rimmed it out. Ben Mills cleaning the glass. Had some Windex and Bounty with him. He cleaned it as he came back down with the rebound.
26-24. Here comes Preston Moore. Drives in.
Wiseman
slaps it in the cheap seats going, get that thing out of here.
Preston Moore just smiles like, yeah, I'm glad that didn't hit me in the head.
Yeah, he would have hurt myself walking back.
Like a volleyball coming back down at him.
Man, that looks like he swatted it like it was a fly coming through. Lackey down the right wing into Mills.
Got a mismatch. Go up strong, Ben.
Use the glass. Man. Couldn't get it. Rebound. Fall for it. It's on the floor, and they're going to call. Police call walking. Oh, man. Come on. How do you call that? How do you call that? He called out of bounds, but he didn't call a foul.
I think he called because Preston Moore was out of bounds and was reaching back in to get a hold of the ball.
That's not a foul. Good. There you go. We'll take that. Beats a foul anytime. 5:25.
Our spotter's shaking her head. Yes, he agrees with me. You need to pay attention there.
I am. I'm trying. I'll get some new glasses for the next season. 26-24 is our score. Bruins up.
That's a charge.
Oh, man, they called that one. Oh, Ben Mill took an elbow to the chin, and Wiseman had to lean down to do that.
Two on Ben Mills. I honestly think he had position right there.
I did, too. Actually, put 1-0 up to the and he missed it. Good foul. Bruins still up. How about that? No, correction. Tied. 26.
What you gonna do?
Lacking some Mills. He's guarded by Wiseman. Son, you gotta pull the trigger quicker. Don't give him a chance to set his feet. Preston Moore down the right wing. Spin Mills. Goes in the paint. Goes up. Underhand. Can't get it to go. Or Wiseman. Clean the grass. Boy, he was. And it's stolen by Lacking. He's gonna dunk it. And he's fouled it. They don't call it. He's knocked to the ground and they don't call it. How can you not call it? He gets up slowly. And he's hurt. He's limping. That's all right. Here, come back the other way. Good defense by the Bruins. Off fast break. We're tied at 26, 4:30 mark. Lackey's shaking it off, rubbed some dirt on it. How they didn't call that a foul, I don't know. Good ball movement by the Mustang. Looking inside the Wiseman to get it to him. And they call Ben Mills, takes it on the chin again. And the same official who's called every foul tonight, God love him, I'll just say he's consistent.
Well, I don't know. I think that could have been the fact that they thought Ben flopped before the contact, if anything.
McPherson in for Winley. We're tied at 26, 4:16 to go. Third quarter action. Bruins hanging tight. Get into Wiseman. Turnaround jumper. Oh, NBA. Wow. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, left-handed skyhook from the left wing. Are you kidding me? What a touch. He was 4 of 8 at halftime, and all four were dunks. That's his first shot he's made outside of a foot. Preston Moore drives. Can't hold on to the ball. And whistle blows. Timeout, Coach Shirley. Smart call. 28-26 our call. It's a 30. 3:50 to go, third quarter. Garth, let's keep it here.
You know, Stormy, my hat's off, Coach Shirley. He had a great game plan yesterday. They executed. They won today. Game plan. They're midway into this third quarter, and they're only down by two. He's coaching his tail off.
Well, these young men are listening and paying attention. That's
they
a good
sure
thing.
Are.
Well, tomorrow, we already know Bearden's the first team in. They'll be the home team tomorrow. They knocked off Whitehaven today by over 20. Bearden will be in, and we saw them about 2-3 years ago when Independence sent them packing. But Bearden is a formidable foe for anybody that comes in this gym tomorrow. And that ball game will be tomorrow at 3:30 p.m.
I was told 3 years ago they lost in the quarterfinals. Last year they lost in the semifinals, and this year they've made it to the finals.
Yeah, I'd say that team has progressed very
well. They've
valuable.
Got five seniors as starters.
Right. Here come the Bruins with the ball, trailing by two. Mills gets it into the top of the key. Gets it off to Lackey down the left wing. Brentwood's spreading it out a little bit. They're moving east away from the basket. Shot. No good. Lackey can't get that one to go. Here comes East quickly across the timeline. They're looking down the left wing. Kicks it down the back out front to Thomas. Thomas gets it to Harwell. Shot, long three-pointer. Oh, wow. Lord have mercy.
That.
Darren Merriweather, son of the former coach who passed away with cancer about 3 years ago. I remember he was like in eighth or ninth grade when his dad passed away. Just drained a 32-footer, and all of a sudden it's 31-26. Cole Massey tries up. Yes, sir! Yes, sir! 31-29. Cole Massey, back-to-back, Jack. Ball's tipped in there. Guess what? Cole Massey on the steal. Moore gets it. To McPherson. They've got Mills open.
Stolen.
Uh-oh. 2-on-1. And guess what? Preston Moore picks the pocket, and he draws the foul. And these fans don't like the call, but tough luck there, boys. You got call on that one. Preston Moore really playing under control. He is really, really announcing his presence with authority tonight. Last couple games he's played, I mean, absolute with poise. Love watching that out of the senior.
Well, they definitely needed his leadership right now this part of the season. It's time to step up and do what you should be doing.
Jacobs has got more of a shot.
Get in there.
It's good. Gravity took over. Riddle rattled. Fell in through. Guess who's tied with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go at 31. And Brentwood crowds back in, and all of a sudden East is second guessing, and they're not used to this. Into Wiseman. Back shot from the corner. That's Merriweather. Missed it. Massey. Rebound. McPherson. 1-on-4. Back it out, son. Don't try that.
Basketball.
Don't try that. Lord have mercy. He goes against Wiseman. Smartly kicks it out as McPherson. Back to Moore. At the
timeline. Take a deep breath at 31. We're tied, 140 to go. Lackey goes down the left wing, and he's got a count on. He better get going. 5 seconds. Yes, sir. I saw it counted. Good call by the official. Garth, what do you say about dribbling the ball around?
Got to go somewhere. A lot of dribbling and going nowhere.
That's that second 5 second call the Bruins got called on in the last quarter and a half. 90 seconds left for the end of the third quarter. We're tied at 31. Shot from the top of the key. No good. Rebound. Fall for. Massey comes up with the rebound. Bruins got a chance to go ahead. Here comes Lackey right in front of us. Goes up.
No. You better call block.
Oh. They do not. They called Lackey for charging. And Garth, I agree with you.
He just brushed his shoulder. There wasn't enough contact there to call that. Oh, mercy sakes. That was tough.
Going back the other way. 74 seconds left. Third quarter action. Still tied at 31. This game is played into the hands of the Bruins with their defense. It shut down the Mustangs so far. They got a chance. They get in the fourth quarter. Merriweather thought got about the three. He's a hot shooter from that area. He's taking this drive. He goes to the baseline. Goes up. And, oh, mercy. It's an underhand pass. Beautiful dish and drive. Guess who? To James Wiseman and the Tomahawk Jam.
Four dunk.
Wow.
Good gosh. Look at him come across there to block that shot.
I know it. He looked like
He's a one-man recruit.
Man, he looked like he came across on a trapeze. He was so high. Ball's out of bounds. The Bruins get it, trailing two at 42 seconds left. Moore's going to take it out, get it to Mills. Out front to McPherson. Moore's got it inside to Mills. He's got Wiseman on his back. That's not a good matchup. Well, it's not a good matchup with anybody with 7-1 on your back. Down under 30, 33, 31.
Out, Tom. Preston Moore just stepped by. Look at this.
I like that. Official smartly stopped. We're under 15. Back he goes to his right. Double team and picked his pocket. Merriweather picked his pocket. They're giving it up, and Wiseman takes it. It wasn't Wiseman. Boy, nice basket. Wow. On the drive and the basket, and the score is good. Going to line's number five, and that's Tadarius Jacob. And what a transition he made on the basket, Garth. They announced their presence with extreme authority on that play.
Well, I mean, you can't go in there and do a spin move and put the basketball out like that with hands this quick. They're gonna swipe it in a moment like that. I mean, and then here comes another turnover. They don't watch it.
5 seconds. Shot on the corner from Massey. Please be good.
No, nope.
Missed it. Rebound. Mustangs 2-1. Okay, we're into three. We're into three. The East Mustangs 36. The Brentwood Bruins 31. Darrell, let's take one quick minute. We'll be back with fourth quarter action here on the other side. East 36, Brentwood 31 here on AM 950.
Hey there, this is Stormy Mitchell for Domino's, and business is booming. Booming so much that Domino's needs your help. Come by 400 Downs Boulevard to pick up an application or go to jobs.dominoes.com. Drivers are making up to $17 an hour, including tips and mileage. They need customer service reps, drivers, and management positions are available. Go to jobs.dominoes.com.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. Take advantage of our full service center, including our new custom shop. Give us a call at 615-771-7080 for all your car needs, including Yokohama tires, custom wheels, and more. Gateway Tire and Service Center, your local Yokohama tire dealer.
All right, fourth quarter action about to begin. The Bruins are hanging tough with the number one team in the state, the East High Mustangs. Our score, East 36, the Bruins 31. Bruins get the ball into Ben Mills. He's guarded by James Wiseman, the number one player in the nation. And they grabbed him, and they finally get Tomahawk, and they finally call the foul. The same official who's called every foul tonight with the one exception.
Told me I'm going to give my wife, my lovely wife Kim, a shout-out, who's listening at Gateway Tire this afternoon to us on 950 WAK. AM.
Good job there, Miss Kim. Appreciate you tuning in. They're going to charge.
Oh, my Lord. Gracious.
That could be the worst call. That could be the worst call.
How do you call that a charge?
I mean,
Ben Mills is 6'6 and Wiseman is 7'1. He didn't move him.
Beware of the eyes of Mark. Et tu, Brute. All I can say that's
four fouls on Ben Mills.
That was a horrible call, and I'll call it. 6-7-32 to go. 36-31. These time Mustangs look like they're content to slow it down until they get the exact look. Wiseman outside the paint.
They're going
to
hold it. They're just going to hold the basketball and make Brentwood come out and pick him up.
McPherson just standing there looking at him. Merriweather is holding the ball. The clock's ticking down. There they go. Brentwood's coming out of the zone a little bit. They're trying to free up some space for Wiseman. He's double teamed. He's got
got Mills and Massey dropping back down on him. Mustangs spread it out. Coach Javonte Holmes is smart. Gets it in to Wiseman. He smartly kicks it back out. They're running clock. They're going to make Brentwood come get them. Good coaching out there for Holmes. Balls in to Wiseman. Cross-court pass shot. Now they thought about 3-point. They didn't. Smartly pull it back out. That shot goes in.
He walked.
And they call jump ball. Yes, sir. But it goes back to East. Antonio Thomas on the drive, and Ben Mills got – look at Ben Mills trying to – he's trying to front. Look at that. They're putting –
I'll give Stormy – I'm going to give Memphis East credit right here. This is – you know, when you got these kind of athletes, most of the time you just let them run. He did walk.
Yes, sir, number five.
Most of the time, you know, you just let them run. He's just coach slowing them down and playing, you know, playing for the win instead of letting them run and gun.
Playing real chess basketball. Here come the Bruins after the turnover, trailing five at the 6:20 mark. Bruins got a chance. They got it close in the fourth quarter. Come on, Bruins, 6:10 to go. Right in front of us, Cole Massey. He's 2-for-2 from 3-point in this half. He's open on the wing. They try to get it to him. They quickly closed in on him. Down the left wing, back to Moore. Coach Shirley calls a timeout. He didn't like what he's seeing, and he's a true tactician. I'll tell you what, Coach Shirley, he's playing chess on a 96-foot four here with some athletes, and they actually, you look at James Wiseman at 7-1. The deck is stacked against him, but Coach Shirley's hanging with him today.
Now, Stormy, you gotta draw something up, get Cole Massey some looks. Matt, right now, he's 3/4 up the line, and there's no way he can get a look up there. They're going to have to either set a screen to open him up or a running baseline so that he can get open in the corners. Otherwise, you know, they're not going to score inside.
No.
Wiseman has taken over this half defensively, not necessarily offensively, but defensively. Every time Brentwood shoots around the paint, it's in their head that it's going to get blocked. So they've got to get Wiseman running baseline, get Massey running baseline to get an open look. And then, you know, just hope to goodness the ball bounces your way for an offensive rebound if you can. But, you know, with Ben Mills with 4 fouls and the flop that they've been calling, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen on that end.
Well, we've got 6:03 to go. The Cinderella story still continues for the Brentwood Bruins. They're taking on David versus Goliath out here. Ben Mills got the ball on the 3-point line. He's guarded by Wiseman.
There you go.
Lackey goes in. It's blocked. Lackey's knocked to the floor. But Ben Mills puts it back to Wiseman. Get some of that within three.
Ben Mills was able to make that. So Wiseman blocked it, came from underneath the goal and tried to block Ben Mills' shot and didn't get a hold of it. So just keep battling. That's all they can do at this point.
Fairweather has it out front for the Mustangs. As we said, his dad was former coach who passed away. His best friend was Penny Hardaway's dad was. Penny took over the duties when his dad became very sick with pancreatic cancer. Darian is his dad's name also, but he's out front, backed it out to the timeline. We're at 5:05 mark to go, 36-33. East High, kind of playing methodical ball right now. Merriweather goes up, kicks it down the wing to Thomas. Rimmed it out. Guess who? Rebounds. Cole Massey. Antonio Thomas misses the three. Gets it to Massey down the left wing. We're at 4:50 mark. Got a chance to tie it right here. Preston Moore.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Preston Moore goes up under Dipsy Doodle, and they're going to call that on Ben Moore, and he's shaking his head. There's no way, and I'm afraid.
He's fouled out.
And that's
he's called it four. I was wrong.
Yep.
I was wrong. I had too many fouls on him.
That's fine. John Winley in for McPherson. John Winley's back in.
Winley's got 3 fouls.
Well, he's had a good rest. He's going to play hard. He's got 2 fouls to waste. He's got 4:43, and he doesn't need to use them. We're going to use him for 3-point shots, a backdoor cut, and I bet they will not go that alley-oop they played yesterday against
them. Not against Wiseman.
No, that's one play they will be calling. Here come the Mustangs up 3 at the 4:30 mark. Wiseman gets to Merriweather. Where Merriweather mixes his 3, Lackey crossed the timeline quickly. Smartly backs out. Triple team, and they finally call a foul on him. Yes, Merriweather, that's you, young man. Did everything because assault and battery. 4:20 to go. Did that Brentwood coach, Chief Jeff Hughes, would pull you over and arrest you. Timeout call by East. Javonte Holmes, the coach, calls timeout to 30. Ross, we're going to still keep it here. 36-33 is our score. The Bruins had a chance with 4:21 to go. Exciting basketball here on AM 950.
Stormy, once again, if you had asked Coach Shirley, will you take down by 3 with 4:21 left? Will you take it? I believe I'd have said I'll take it.
Oh, you guaranteed would have took it. Wouldn't bat an eye.
Harry Lackey at the line to shoot 1-1.
His teammates walking the other end of the floor. The Bruins going from left to right on your radio dial in all white tonight with royal blue trim. East High Mustangs have got their traditional black uniforms on with the garnet red. It's a red garnet with white trim. 36-33 is our score. 4-2-1 left on the clock, fourth quarter. Lackey's got within two.
Lackey has eight.
Exciting basketball here on AM 950. We bring you the best from Williamson County, and boy, this doesn't get any better than this. Lackey's eyeing the bucket. Second one. Good. Within one. 4-2-1. Within one. Bruins need a turnover. If you're a nail biter, you're working on your nails right now. That's just one of those type ball games. Into Wiseman. Turnaround jumper. Wow. Ben Mills with four fouls. Can't contest it. But he can't contest it anyway. The guy jumped him by 7 inches. Here comes Moore in front of us down the timeline. Goes to the right. Smartly.
When your release point is above the rim, you're not gonna defend it.
Nope. They're gonna miss it off it. Massey's open.
Sure is blocked.
It was blocked. They blocked his 3-point shot. That's how quick these Mustangs are. 38-35 the score with 3:40 to go. Fourth quarter. Bruins playing excellent defense. Hanging tough with the number one team in the state. Good ball movement to Wiseman, kicks it across court. And I really like, I don't like seeing it, but boy, you got to admire what Coach Holmes is doing.
That's a charge.
That's charging, they don't call it. Ben Mills gets an elbow to the 10 for the fourth time, they don't call it. 40-35.
This is the largest lead that Memphis East has had this game.
That's true. 40-35 with 3:10 to go. No panic out of the Bruins. They got plenty of time. We're at the 3-minute mark. John Winley's back in. He's been quiet because he spent most of the second half on the bench with three fouls. Good to get him back at the game. Top of the key. Backdoor cut to Moore.
Winley, move.
Yeah, he's got to slide to the right wing. We're at 2:40. Bruins have got to get some baskets. Time is not on their side. Winley into Lackey. Goes up, left hand.
Oh, my.
And Wiseman swats it to midcourt. Wow, saved by Massey. 2:30 to go.
Man, Wiseman just looks so smooth out there defensively.
Preston Moore. Oh, the bank was not open. Preston Moore almost banked it in. He slaps his head, and I thought he had bought one from the 3-point line. And Ben Mills. He's hurt. He's hurt. Timeout. He came down really funny on that foot, and they subbed in. McPherson's in.
He's got a cramp.
Oh, it's a cramp. Oh, man. And there's very few things in life as painful as a fluid-induced cramp. All right, we're 2:10. 40-35 is our score. Mustangs playing excellent ball. Very conservative for the Mustangs, but Coach Holmes is – and it's picked! Pocket is picked. Massey. McPherson's going to take it, and he doesn't draw the foul, but it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be.
It was off McPherson.
Yeah, good call.
Sure was.
Good call. No argument out of me.
He threw it back in, and it went off east, right back on to him.
Yep, good call by the official. No argument out of me. We're watching right in front of us. We're down to 1:50 to go, 40-35. Massey got the last steal. Mustang's a little tentative out there, and it's stolen
another
again.
Steal.
It's stolen again.
Well, it
Lackey
could be a steal.
Jump ball, and it's a Bruin ball. Bruin ball. Yes, sir. That's two turnovers back-to-back, and Antonio Thomas is kind of chastising his Mustang players out there. He didn't say anything to Wiseman because Wiseman got 2 feet on him. Oh, what a specimen. We're getting to see an athlete at the next level perform tonight. Right down to 97 seconds. Harry Lackey drives, goes up, just blocks it. Wiseman's timing he's so quick.
I know he's impressive offensively, but defensively, he's impressing me defensively because he doesn't stop.
No.
I mean, he's all over the place.
I love watching defensively. Offensively, he's got a lot of room for improvement. Preston Moore, backdoor cut. Lackey for three. Goes up, and he draws a foul. Blocking solved on Merriweather, looks like.
I mean, the thing about Wiseman is he doesn't just stand underneath the paint and defend around the paint.
No.
He's contesting shots outside.
Right.
He's all over the place. That's a winner right there.
Yeah.
That is a true definition of a winner. You said the next level, try the next two levels.
Amen.
Because he's NBA lottery picks, what he is.
That's right. Lackey makes the first one within four with 1:24 left on the clock. Ben Mills coming back, got that cramp resolved. Lackey to the line, got a chance to get it within three.
Nailed it.
Ben Mills back in. Four, the Bruins. Who's coming out? McPherson's out. Got height coming in. 4:37 is our score.
Got the starting lineup in right now for them, so this is where you want to be.
40-24. 81 seconds left. The clock's ticking down. The Mustangs get across the timeline. The Bruins exhibiting pressure on defense. The crowd to our right is yelling, D up, D up, D up, D up, inside to Wiseman. Wow. And he catches the pass. Spins, goes off the glass, scores, draws a foul, and one. That's a mouthful, and that's whoa. And Ben Mills goes to the line with his fifth foul, and he gets a hug from his coach, his senior, getting some love from his coach, and his coach loves how that young man. I tell you what, nobody hustled harder, ever played harder than Ben Mills, ever. To the line is Wiseman, and he converts. Man, that could be a backbreaker. 6 points up, 43-37, 109 to go. Here comes Bruin. Winley for three. Be good. Oh, rebound. Mustangs, they pull it out of the air. Kathy's got it. He gets across to Jacob.
Oh, no.
Alley-oop.
Good gosh almighty.
And that, my friend.
That should be illegal right there.
His elbow was a foot above the rim. His elbow was a foot above the rim. That, I'm afraid, at the 53-second mark.
He caught that ball above the square.
Yes.
Above the square.
That dunk may have been the nail in the coffin.
It was the nail in the coffin.
43-37. What a fantastic play.
Look at Wiseman. I mean, he's out front guarding the ball.
I know. Moore gets it inside. The paint goes up. Saw floater. Can't get it to go. Rebound. East. The Bruins have have missed the last five shots. Under 30 seconds. Fouls called on Harry Lackey.
I tell you what, Stormy. I had an opportunity to see Chance played against Julius Randle, who's now playing he was with the Lakers. I don't know if he's still with the Lakers or not. But anyway, I had chance to watch Julius Randle play, who was a lottery pick. This kid right here, this Wiseman kid, is better than Julius Randle.
He's
all day long, that kid right there is better.
He's the best basketball player I've ever seen. That includes Keith Lee, Bill Cook, Baskerville Holmes, Hume Haynes. I can go Memphis State for an hour on us here. First free throw is made, 44-37. Unfortunately, the Bruins are going to fall short, but what a valiant effort they have made. Rebound pulls it out. They got a chance to get it within four. It's not over yet, 44-37. Lackey goes up. It scores! 44-39 with 24 seconds. Let's don't throw dirt on the grave yet.
They're going to let you take it to the rim. Take it to the rim. And that's exactly what he did. Smart play by Harry Lackey.
Man, what athleticism. He went up at the foul line almost like Michael Jordan. Dressed it out, little fingertip roll. Beautiful play, 24 and a half seconds left.
I wasn't watching to see where Wiseman was on that penetration. I don't know.
He went by Wiseman. He went by Wiseman like he was standing still.
He was determined to get there. Now you got a foul when the ball comes in.
Make them shoot free throws.
Make them shoot free throws.
Let's put some pressure on the Mustangs. The Bruins have come out in force today. Huge crowd here today. A lot of royal blue in the stands all around the surrounding. And if you came to this ball game looking for a blowout, my friend, you came to the wrong building. The Bruins have hung tough, only trailing by five with 24 and a half seconds left. How proud are we of the Brentwood Bruins?
Well, you know, they've represented Williamson County in the district extremely well. They have nothing to be ashamed of right here. They need to, hold their heads high no matter what the outcome is. They have played very, very well.
They save the best. Full court press being employed. Lackey's protecting the ball. Thomas gets it, and they're going to call a foul on Harry Lackey. I should have called it on Preston Moore. Coach Shirley says, you called another foul. Aren't you over your quota? going the line, Antonio Thomas, 6'1". It's like he could play either quarterback for the Titans or strong safety for them. Great season goes for an athlete. First shot.
Good. You're a little jealous, aren't you, Stormy?
Well, God gave me other abilities. having a body like that sure wasn't one of them. That's for sure. Second one, missed that one. Here we go. Only down
quick.
Six. They got a sense. Lackey goes up and loses control of it.
Man.
Stolen by Merriweather. And McPherson on the foul. Good hustle by the Bruins. There's 13 and a half seconds left. They trail by six. Going the line is Merriweather. As we stated earlier, it's a good thing for him. He's a senior, and his dad passed away when he was just an eighth grader, and he was the former coach for the East High Mustangs. And so it's good to see a young man going to graduate. And he had a couple threes earlier, and he said something that was probably not repeatable on the radio. Our statistician says we can't say that. He missed them both. 13 seconds. There's still breath in the. Whoa, it's stolen by East. A triple team. He dunked Wiseman, and he missed it.
Oh, Lackey, he fouled him.
Lackey went up with him. I mean, he went up for a thunderous dunk. He was above, literally, the ball was above the square. I don't mean on the backboard. I mean the entire backboard.
Well, Wiseman's going to come out winning that battle right there. But you know what? Lackey at least fouled him, and he didn't get a shot off. So That's what matters right there. You made it count.
That's right. Good hustle. Coming in for the Bruins is Burke. John Franklin Burke hit two threes yesterday. Saved the bacon of the Bruins. Wiseman to the line. Rattled it in. 46-39. And I got to tell you, you're right. His defensive prowess is the best. He's the best defensive player I've ever seen at this level. Second one on the way. Missed it.
Strong on that one.
4, 3, 2, 1. Burke, let a three go. Go in, please. It does.
It does.
Burt makes the 3-for-3. Our final score, 46-42, and a standing ovation from the Brentwood crowd. The Bruins lose 46-42, but I tell you what, there leads of cheer down here. What a great effort by the Bruins.
They've got nothing to be ashamed of. They represented well. The crowd, you know, that's impressive. The student section giving them a standing ovation. And
Wiseman gives Ben Mills a hug. Wiseman said, "You played a heck of a game." Well, read his lips.
Yeah,
and Coach Shirley gives a hug to all his players. He's standing in front of the cheering section, and they're all giving the Bruins hugs. I tell you what, Preston Moore is coming off last man off the bench, off the floor. The senior, an emotional step for the senior. All getting high fives.
That's important moment in those young men's lives right there to go out of here. They may have lost on the scoreboard, but they're winners today because they flat battled their tails off. Nothing to be ashamed of. You faced the number one team in the state, the number one recruit in the nation. The number one recruit in the nation is everything that he's built up to be.
Yeah.
That's why every major D1 program wanted him. Kentucky, Kansas, Duke, they all wanted him. Tennessee, they all wanted him. He's staying at home in Memphis.
He's the best defensive center I've ever seen.
Well,
at this level.
And the crazy part about it is he's really not a center. He's a power forward, if you think about it.
More frightening.
In all seriousness, he's got all the tools. He's not just a post player. He's all over the floor. We saw him warming up. He can shoot the three. He's got a great jump shot. He doesn't handle the ball terribly. He's a power forward. That's all there is to it. Put some more muscle on that kid.
Hey,
you're looking at a lottery pick right there, baby.
Boy, no doubt
that's
about
what that
it.
Is.
No doubt about it. Well, our season comes to an end, Garth. We started out in August with football. We went through 14 games. We did not have a team in the state final. We started in November. We had 7 games in December. We had 3 in November, 7 in December. I lost count in January because January seemed like January went on in forever. And then we started the playoffs. I do know in a 16-day span, we did 80 hours of live broadcast, 9 including drive time and setup.
Yeah, that Dixon, that was pretty tough. But you know what? I want to before we go off air, you know, and I know we'll probably talk here in a few more minutes. But I want to say a special shout out to Matthews Team Sports, who stepped up with us this year at the beginning of football season. We were able to have Matthews Team Sports halftime segment, pregame, postgame segments with interviews. Had a lot of fun. Had a lot of great interviews this year with people. Those were special moments. Matthews Team Sports. Tate Matthews and Adidas, thank you for sponsoring us this year. That meant a lot. That was a lot of fun.
No doubt. Hey, also, Tom A. Productions, I mean, they also supplied us a lot of our good-looking swag this year on shirts. Tom A., I mean, hey, give them a call. They'll fix you up. Anything you promotional need, 615-309-8089. Also, my great friends at Domino's, I'd like to say that Domino's kind of did not help me lose weight this year because I enjoyed a lot of their pizza.
I want to say, a shout-out and a special thanks to our staff at Gateway Tire for allowing me to come up here and during the season to get away and do this to sponsor our Players of the Week. Here in a few weeks, we'll be doing the Players of the Year, girls and boys basketball. Those are already been decided.
You're not going to give any hint?
Well, they weren't playing in this. They weren't playing today.
I know who they are, and I'm not going to say.
So, both of them are really special kids, special players, and had great seasons for both of their schools. But, it's been real. This right here, you know, this brings everything to a good close right here. When you get to the state tournament, you see these students cheering on their teams like they were. Then you get an opportunity to see, you know, James Wiseman played with poise, played in character, high character out there. You never saw him showing any bad emotions or anything like that. He just played the game, and he represented the game well. He rep Memphis to be proud of that young man right there because they've got a class act right there playing the game that's coming to be a Tiger, and he's going to make them a good one. He'll probably be there only 1 year, but he's going to make them a good one.
Boy, no doubt about it. Also, great friends at Lewis Glass, always helping us out. The church at West Franklin sponsored this. That's where I attend worship. I got to tell you something. Our sponsors are the best. People at Floors, we can't forget about them. We could go on and on and on, but what a year it has been.
All the families, all the people that have come
thousands.
Up to us thanking us for, you know, being on the air and we don't do it for the money. We do it, you know, it's nice to hear people come up and say, "Hey, I heard you on the radio and thank you for giving it, you know, talking about my son or my daughter daughter or
grandson.
My grandson,
yep.
My granddaughter, you know, and people walking and giving us notes, you know, like the one Harry Lackey's grandparents listening in the hospital, you know, you teared up a little bit on me there, you know, you get emotional sometimes, but that's all good.
Hey, it's because I love these kids. I love how hard they play. I love the dedication and the effort, and I admire the coaches so greatly for the time, the energy, the effort, and the tough love they put in these kids, because it's not, you know what, it's not about basketball. It's not about football, track, soccer, golf, baseball, none of that. It's about developing these young people, the girls, the boys, into great young men and women, good fathers, good mothers, hard workers, dedicated citizens, basketball, baseball, track, soccer, all that just happens to be a vehicle they use to take them to that next level.
Well, when you get a chance to see young people like this, you know the future's bright in America, because this is what it's all about. You just said it. High school sports teaches work, and it teaches a lot of things that you just don't get outside of sports. And that's, you know, you got to love it, and it's all about the heart. These young people have the heart, and that's what it takes.
Well, a lot of discipline, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears been shed throughout this year. Garth, what a great job you've done. It's been a real joy to work with you this year. Also, shout-out to Marcus Stone, helped me in football. And, Garth, before we turn around, it'll be August, our first game in football, and you'll have Matthew's Team Sports lined up for more interviews.
August the 16th. We're going to be back on the gridiron.
Now, let's take a break.
I was going to say,
let's take a break.
And our great friends at Stroud's, I mean, we've all the barbecue we've eaten this year. Man, what a great place, a lot of fun. Terry Merrill, appreciate you so much, and you're being the leadership for our the Sports Director Emeritus there at WAKM, and for Miss Linda Carton and Tommy Jackson for allowing us to do this, and Darrell Williams for getting the podcast downloaded, because how many, we got stopped, I'll bet you, 100 times in the last 3 weeks, people thanking us about the podcast.
Well, it's been important to be able to, for our listeners to be able to go back and allow these kids to listen when we were talking about them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's one thing about it. If you think about it, old school of you know, back in the day, listening to broadcasts, and now these young people are able to listen to us talk about them on the radio. And you know, WAKM 950 AM, the Franklin local radio station. The great things this station does in the community of Franklin. Not many radio stations out there in the country that devote strictly to the community of Franklin and Williamson County. And, you know, it's a great station. There's a lot of passion in the ownership at WAKM. They want to grow. I mean, just think about it. Who would ever think they'd go and have the Boom Boom Room on WAKM 950 AM, which will be on in about 42 minutes. Can you imagine going from us to Ron Slay?
That's quite.
Who will be talking about the SEC tournament and Tennessee Volunteers. So,
which is quite the transition.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Well, great job. And we had on the Bud Webb helping us. Bud Sugg helping us on the board this year. We had Crystal King. We had J.K. Darrell Williams today. Jason Tomlin helped us today. So,
I actually need to give out the final scores.
You do that. And Darrell will be looking for a Hard Day's Night. But we're going to play it here in about a minute and a half. Please.
We'll wrap it up here with the final stats for Memphis East, who came out on top. James Wiseman had 22 points. Antonio Thomas had 6. Nautica Harwell had 3. Kylan Haywood had 4. D. Merriweather had 5. Tadarius Jacobs had 6. For the Brentwood Bruins, led by Harry Lackey with 13. Preston Moore had 9. Cole Massey had 9. Ben Mills had 6. And John Franklin Burks had 5. Your final, once again, 46-42. Brentwood Bruins come up short in the state semifinals.
Proud moment for the Bruins. Great job also this year. Darren joins at the Franklin Rebels. They took it on the chin the other day by the Bearden team, which is in the finals. There's no shame in that game. We're sure going to miss, tell you what, we're going to miss watching Reese Glover play, aren't we? I tell you, we're going to miss watching play. We're going to really miss watching Faith Wilkins for the Page Lady Patriots.
Yeah, they're two fine young people, and they are extremely good at the game of basketball. Both Gateway Tire Players of the Week. I will say that once again. Shout out to Gateway Tire for sponsoring that.
Where I have bought 22 sets of tires in 25 years.
About time for you to come back in and get another set.
No, man, the last set you put on my truck's running so fine, but I may need some new front tires, those hand-cooked for my Mercedes, because that baby is running hot now.
Well, you do keep that thing on the road now that you're up and down the interstate, Spring Hill,
I got reasons to run up down the road. That's good stuff. Garth, great
I'm
job
glad
again.
Glad to see you in a good mood for once.
Well,
I'm glad somebody's not paying attention to what we're saying. All I can say is great job this year. Darrell Williams, great job today. The Bruins take it on the chin, 46-42. No shame in that game. For Garth Bolden, for Darrell Williams, this is Stormy Mitchell. And no doubt about it, the whole year has been a hard day's night. Good night. God bless.